Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. It's Sam Crowley, host of the longest running motivational podcast on the planet. Great to have you back inside the Every Day is Saturday studios. February 10th, 2015. It's an amazing day, just like February 9th was, just like February 8th and all the other ones. Hey, where were you yesterday? I didn't have a show yesterday. Isn't that amazing Monday? Monday was my fun day, and I'll tell you what, man, I just didn't get around to it. I didn't do it. I didn't make it a priority. How about that? I didn't make it a priority. No excuses. Not going to say, you know, I didn't have the time. I had plenty of time. Oh, I had nothing but time yesterday. But I was focused, laser focused, on a new venture that I'm going to talk about in the coming weeks. Not going to release it right now. It's really ingenious. And if I could give myself a pat on the back while holding this microphone, I would do it. Hold on. I just did. It's really going to be cool. I want to share it with you. But more importantly, when it's up and running and it's ready to rock and roll, don't worry, not going to sell you anything. Just want to share the vision with you. But it was spurred from just an amazing passion that I have for doing this project and other needs that came into it. I want to share with you kind of the psychology that went into it. But anyway, that's where I was yesterday. I was on Skype calls all day long and all that good stuff. So, hey, I want to talk to you about my size 32 shorts. Can I talk to you about my size 32 shorts? I want to do that today, if you'll allow me to, because I think we all have a size of shorts, pants, whatever, that we would love to fit into. And I'm going to tell you what's been going on. So, January 4th, my buddy Thomas Tadlock brought me on board as his guinea pig, his project, to get it into a Hugh Jackman body, Wolverine body, by May or June, give or take, depending on how committed I am to the program. Because he said, Thomas, I've known for 3 years now. He's an amazing physical trainer. He's got like 7,000 different degrees on this, that, exercise, physical fitness, MIT. I mean, he's got it going on. So we're coming out with the Everyday Saturday body in the summertime, and who better to display the Everyday Saturday body than the Everyday Saturday guy? Problem is, the Everyday Saturday guy had a little too much junk in the trunk, so we had to figure this one out, because I was the furthest thing from Hugh Jackman you're ever going to see. I looked more like Hugh Hefner. So January 4th, Thomas started coaching me virtually. And it started, of course, with diet and exercise. I go to the gym. I go to the gym three times a week, four times a week. And I bust it pretty hard. Yeah, I just started lifting weights again in November. Those of you that follow the show, you know, last year at this time, I wrenched my back and had a big needle in my back and had to get a shot and all the steroid treatment stuff. I couldn't lift for a while. Just too much weight, I guess. Anyway, more importantly, just wasn't lifting it the correct way. And then I run every now and again, 4 miles, 5 miles, but I never got into an athlete's body, an athlete. I was in a kind of an exerciser's body, not an athlete's body. Let me tell you something. There's a big difference. So now I'm on day 38 of the Everyday Saturday body. And when I was talking to Thomas, I said, hey, man, because you can see I'm doing before and after photos every week. So every Sunday morning I take a photo, shirt off, shorts on. And upper body photos, you know, chest, biceps, back, all that good stuff. And, man, you can really see the transformation. When I get this information to you in a couple months, you're going to be amazed. So I'm tracking the progress, and I started out at 198 pounds. And I weighed yesterday 198 pounds. This morning I weighed 196 because yesterday was a fat loss day. I mix muscle building days where I eat whatever I want within reason, nothing stupid. Like pizza and wings, haven't had them since 2014. You know, a lot of good meat, poultry, things like that, because I'm not a vegan. Thomas is a vegan. I said, dude, I'm not going vegan. He said, all right, here's what you can do. And you don't got to be vegan. He just is, and I'm not. And so anyway, I was eating better, exercising a lot, but yesterday was a fat loss day. So it's low on the carbs, high on the cardio, and very good. And I feel myself moving like a gazelle now. Like, my gosh, I think I see myself prancing, like hopping over fences and just prancing through the woods now, but just with ease. With ease, my friend, 38 days into this. 36 days ago, I was sending Thomas a picture of my middle finger because I couldn't even make it through 15 minutes of the cardio. Now I'm doing an hour of his cardio programs. Really awesome. So I had these white denim shorts that I purchased 3 years ago this March, so almost 3 years ago to the day, and they were size 32. Now, 3 years ago, I committed to my own little pseudo everyday Saturday workout, January 17th of 2012, and I just wanted to lose a bunch of weight. Problem is, I wasn't really gaining a lot of muscle. I was just losing a bunch of weight. So I got down to 185, 187, 190, somewhere along there. I'm like, wow, I'm going to go to the mall and see what's the smallest size pair of shorts I can fit into with springtime coming. It was size 32. Guys, let me tell you, I was wearing a 38 waist, you know, just a few months before. 36 if it were the right type of jeans, okay? Now I'm down to a 32. I was like, damn. So I bought those size 32, another size 32. I wore them all of 2012 because I continued to work out. Made it through 2013, but then a funny thing happened on the way to 2014. I couldn't fit into them anymore. And I was like, wow, what's up? Like, how do I not fit into these? I'm tipping the scales 202, 200. So I'm up from 185, 187. Obviously, but I just attributed that to a lot of muscle maybe. And I didn't understand how this whole physiological thing worked. I'm not even going to explain it now. All I'm telling you is I told Thomas I want to get back into these size 32 shorts. I did not wear them the entire 2014 calendar year. Couldn't fit in them. Couldn't even snap them, button them, nothing. So this morning, prior to jumping on this show, the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes, by the way, the Everyday Saturday Podcast, can you leave a 5-star rating? I mean, seriously, can you just head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show so everybody can find it just like you did? Appreciate that. Send me the love. Let me know on Twitter. You left a great review. 5 stars. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. So I went up this morning, had a big cardio day yesterday, but here's the thing. I'm vacillating between 196, 198, 196, 198. So I'm expecting not even to be fitting into these shorts, but my stomach is so toned and tight now after 38 days. I bench pressed 310 pounds on the decline. They've got this, if you know what a decline machine is, hammer strength declines. I'm doing 310, and it's crazy, man. It's like I'm lifting all this weight, and I'm losing weight, but I still weigh the same weight. You follow that? Like, I haven't lost 15 pounds, but I've lost all this weight. And I said to Thomas, I go, dude, I just tried the 32, size 32 denim shorts on. White, not like the Stonewash from 1984. Okay, don't put me in that picture. All right. These are very cutting edge. So I tried them on, and they fit. Now, they're not loose fitting. They're tight, but I was able to button them, and, you know, they fit. It doesn't look like I've got this glob of fat hanging over them. I could wear them out. Like right now, if it was 60, 70 degrees, I'd be wearing them out. That's how cool now they are. I'm amazed. Somehow I managed to not lose any weight off my body, but lose all of what's going on in my torso and gain all of this muscle. And it's because I put the focus on it. You know, I was focused, and I'm still focused. It's only 38 days in to get to Hugh Jackman status. And if you don't know, I keep referencing Hugh Jackman. Just Google his name or Google Wolverine, and you'll see Hugh Jackman there. That's the body I'm going to have in June. Committed. Guys, I'm going to be 47 years old June 29th. You believe that? On my 47th birthday, I'm going to look like just an amazing specimen because of the focus with the diet, the exercise. But I said, Thomas, what's going on, man? How did I fit into a size 32 when I was fitting into size 36, 38 just 3 weeks ago? All right, 3 weeks ago, that's all it took. And he's like, well, you know, you got your lats are now coming in and your pecs are now coming in and you lost your UAF and your waist is small. Dude, what are you talking about? What the hell is a UAF? He said, your upper ass fat. I said, oh, well, there you go, man. You ask a question, you get an answer, right? Hashtag UAF. So that's what yours truly lost. You'll be able to fit into these size 32 shorts. I'm fired up, man. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I weigh the same, but I'm fitting into shorts that are like 17 sizes smaller than they were. I'm feeling good, man. I am feeling good. Like, I'm moving around, I'm telling you, like a damn gazelle out there at the gym. I'm 46 doing laps around kids that are 26. And it's because on January 4th, I brought in a mentor, a guy that knew a hell of a lot more than I do about diet, exercise, and getting into great shape. And he took my body, my habits, and he said, look, we're going to work with what you're doing right now. And gradually, we didn't flip the switch. It's not like I went to eating just, you know, leaves off of trees and 8 gallons of water. That's not it at all. I eat really good. And on muscle building days, I eat till uncomfortable fullness, which is what the plan is, eating till uncomfortable fullness. And on fat loss days, I pretty much do the same, but just without a lot of carbs involved. And it's really amazing. Like, I've had 7,000 avocados in the last 5 weeks, by the way. I mean, I eat avocados like a damn grizzly bear. But the point of the matter is, man, it only took 38 days to fit into those size 32 shorts. That's crazy. Now, I measure my waist. I do measurements for Tom every 2 weeks as well, and I send them to him. And the waist is not real. Like, I wear jeans and shorts a little lower below the belly button. I think most people probably do. So your waist size for jeans might be a little bit different than your waist size you measure for a physical fitness. So you take a tape measure and you put it like right below your belly button, and that measured 39 inches 4 weeks ago for me. 39 inches. Now, I don't wear a size 39 pants. I wear like 36. But anyway, that's where like my stomach measured 39 inches across. Today, I measured and it was 35 inches. Come on, that's 4 inches off my waist in just a month. That's ridiculous, man. That is so ridiculous. That's the power of focus. I drink a gallon of water a day as well to stay really hydrated. I'm managing to do all my work, get all my work done, build the business, build the brand. This new project that I talked about was been working like a maniac on that. All of that just because I shined the magnifying glass over one thing, and that was my fitness just 4 weeks ago. Now, I got a long way to go. I'm going to June, man. It's Hugh Jackman status in June. You're going to see photos, the Everyday Saturday body. If you don't listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast, then you're never going to know what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm going to keep people updated, keep the listeners updated. I'm not posting any of this on Facebook until we come up with the product and things like that. I might throw a little before and after out there because it really is impressive. I mean, I don't know if I can hold those before and after photos for 5 months. But my message to you today is where focus goes, energy flows, baby. Where focus goes, energy flows. I put the focus on my health, my fitness on January 4th. Guys, it only took 38 days so far. That's all I'm into this program. Truth be told, after 15 days, I could see a marketable difference. You can do the same thing right now, you know? Eliminate the bad stuff, eat the good stuff, and get to 30 minutes a day working out. I'll tell you what, when I did his cardio program on January 6th was when I did the cardio. January 4th was when I started the weight loss. January 6th, I remember my daughter Paige was in the basement. I was doing it. And she was looking at me like with a concerned look, like, Daddy, you're going to die. Like, you're going to keel over. And I wasn't too convincing that I wasn't going to die. Like, I felt just all of this crap that I put into my body for the past 6 months just trying to work its way out, all these toxins. And I'll tell you what, man, I feel amazing. And you know what? My business is going up now as a result that I feel better. You feel good, you do good. You look good, you feel good, you do good, right? So here's my message to you. Get into those size 32s, unless your regular size should be like a 28. You know, get down, man. Get down and then get back up again and enjoy life. It's every day Saturday, baby. I'm feeling good, man. I'm going to go chug a gallon of water, hit the gym, and go run like 35 miles. I might even run to like Cleveland today. That's how fired up I am. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.